cartoon series for kids that's flying higher and higher on YouTube. 250,000. I'm its new addict. I think it's aimed at, well, we'll find out what age it's aimed at, but I tell you what, I've learned so much from it. I love it. And it's the creation of commercial airline pilot Captain Rob Johnson. And Rob's on the phone to us now. Hiya, Rob.
Hi, Linda.
Good to have you on with us. This is inspired by your two boys asking you where you'd flown to that day, Dad, isn't it?
That's exactly right. Yes, Linda. Yeah. So I'm a commercial pilot, which my job takes me away from home and my children when they were young. And they always wanted to know where I'd been and what I'd seen while I've been away. So, yeah, I wrote some stories for them to fill that gap.
Well, I know it's not really aimed at me, but I have to say I'm addicted. I am finding out so much that I'd either forgotten or didn't know. For instance, I went on it. We'll explain what it's called and how you find it in a minute. But I went on it and I thought, well, OK, where will I fly to? I'll fly with the characters Pilot Polly and Pilot Ollie. Pilot Ollie is based on you, isn't it? And Pilot Polly is this lovely Spanish speaking pilot. And I thought, I'll go to Egypt. So I went to Egypt, you see. The plane took off and with Pilot Ollie and Pilot Polly. And we landed with the kids in the amongst the pyramids. And so I learned that there are 2.5 million stones in the pyramids. I learned that I couldn't have identified the Egyptian flag to save my life. So I now know it's black, white and red stripes with an eagle in the middle. And each of those 2.5 million stones weighs 2.5 tons each, this is the fact I've forgotten, which is the equivalent to each stone weighs the equivalent of 25. What was it? Do you happen to remember?
25 fridges.
25 fridges. Which I thought was a brilliant way to... I was hooked, and you know, because it was teaching me things, but I was having a whale of a time going flying with these cartoon characters.
I mean, that's exactly what we're trying to do. I mean, if we can entertain children and educate them at the same time and inspire them to want to travel and see the world and break down some of these cultural barriers, then we've achieved everything we've set out to do.
Well, you've had 85,000, you know, sales of plane characters, the book, and then it's Let's Go See is the umbrella title, isn't it, of what you'll find
right.
On YouTube, yeah.
Yes, that's it, yeah. Let's Go See is the kind of umbrella brand, and that encompasses the YouTube animations, the storybooks for the children. It's aimed at children that are kind of key stage one, so... age 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, pretty much. But as you know, even the adults are loving the animation and the stories.
I didn't know it was kind of virtually aimed at toddlers, you know, and up to kind of starting school. But I tell you what, I'd recommend it to anyone. And of course, half the secret as well is inspiring parents to actually introduce their children to it, isn't it? Because if they love it and they can see the benefits of something that they're going to get, the educational value, then it's win-win, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. We've created this this animation and these stories, and we've got Pilot Ollie and Pilot Polly, and they're accompanied by these five junior jets, so they're kind of young children of different races and sizes and shapes, and they go on all the adventures, and one of the underlying themes is how the teamwork, using the individual skills of the junior jets, they all pull together to always find a sort of successful outcome to the jeopardy they find themselves in.
You're getting thousands of daily views on YouTube. They're 7-minute episodes, aren't they? And as you say, it's the junior jets and their adventures. And they is the idea to kind of open up the world so that you can see there are no barriers. They're just people who speak different languages or look different to you, but everybody's the same.
That's exactly it. It's just inclusion and diversity. And we're all different and we all have our own individual strengths. And Let's Go See is designed to incorporate that. But also, you know, travel is an amazing thing. And, you know, I fly little children around the world or pre-pandemic, I did fly children around the world. And you just see their eyes wide open when they see these beautiful new places and new smells and new sights. And Let's Go See really embraces that magic of travel.
And I am looking forward to going to New York next with the Junior Jets. Count me in. I want to go on the streets of New York City. Do you fly to New York normally?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I mean, I fly all around the world. But I mean, pre-pandemic, New York was almost a monthly destination for myself. So I'm very, very lucky with where my job takes me. And I appreciate I'm lucky, you know, and I want to share that luck and the love and the travel and that sort of embracement of the diversity of this beautiful world of ours.
And do you write it all?
Yes, yeah. So I wrote the children's stories for my own children, as I said, to fill the gaps in their lives left when I went away for sort of 3, 4, 5 days. But, you know, the writing them is easy because I love what I do. I'm very lucky. I love flying planes. I love children. And just put the two together, and it's very easy to share that magic.
Is there any chance of it going on mainstream television?
That's very much our plan. So we've just been, there's been a big show on recently in London, which is where all the big major networks come along. And we've been there sort of trying to pitch our idea. And we've had a lot of interest, which has been brilliant. And a lot of really good comments about the diversity and the inclusion, educational aspects of Let's Go See. And to back it up, we've got a very, very clever, and it's cleverer than me, a very clever app that is a free app on Apple and Android that does the same sort of thing. It uses augmented reality to take children all around the world so they can kind of immerse themselves in the pyramids or New York or Taj Mahal, etc. All those amazing places around the world that we potentially won't get to.
And is there any facility on the app whereby they can fly the plane?
Yes, there is. We've got some very clever stuff on the app. One of the things you can do is you can fold a piece of paper on your screen and create a plane, and then you can fly it and take off and do the loops. And also you can find yourself flying around in these famous places like the Statue of Liberty or the pyramids. And we're trying to embrace in the world in three different ways. We're going to that kind of ancient history like Egypt, modern life like New York, but also environmental issues such as, you know, the Amazon rainforest, just highlighting how important life is. And of course, we fly everywhere in our solar-powered electric plane.
Solar-powered electric plane. Absolutely brilliant. And so all the destinations that the Junior Jets fly to with Captain Ollie and Captain Polly, are they all places where you've flown to in your 30-year career as a pilot?
Yes, they are. Most of them, definitely. And some of them are places I'd like to go to as well. I mean, I've never really been to the depths of the Amazon rainforest, but I would love to go. And, you know, part of writing the stories lets me immerse myself in the research and learn more about these places and ecosystems.
Now, you operate out of Heathrow. Have you been flying through the pandemic, Rob?
Yes, I have, on and off. It's obviously not been as busy as usual, which has been lucky, really, because it's given me the time to start the animation process. You know, moving from publishing storybooks to creating cartoons is a huge step. And the free time I've had due to the slight lack of flying has given me that time to do it. But yeah, I have been flying. The world carries on, you know. We still need fresh fruit and vegetables and seafood. And so, you know, we need to fly around the world to pick all these things up.
And you're a long-haul commercial airline pilot. So, you know, you're flying through different time zones. So you've got the jet lag to cope with and everything. I don't know where you find the time to do this amazing series.
Do you know, when you love what you do, Linda, and you know, you love the effect it produces and the feedback you get. And I've had some beautiful letters from children, you know, saying how much they've enjoyed the stories and the animations and the app. It just drives you forward to find the time, you know, to find the time to write more stories. It's really inspiring as an author.
Captain Ollie even looks like you. Who's the artist? Who's the cartoonist?
The cartoonist is a chap called Stuart Buckley, and he's a colleague of mine that we found right at the start of the sort of book writing process. And he's very inspirational chap. His mind is amazing, and I literally throw ideas at him, and he brings them to life.
And where do you so you hope it will go on to mainstream television then if it's commissioned?
Yes, absolutely, and that's. that's our aim, is to share it with as many people in the world as we can, and in many languages as we can. And, you know, a lot of the, what do we do is free to air. So a lot of our animations are on YouTube. As I say, our app is downloadable and is free for people to enjoy, with all sorts of free content and colouring and puzzles and using, say, this augmented reality to transport children to different places around the world.
What do your boys think of what they've inspired by simply asking you, what did you do today, Dad? Where did you fly to?
It's quite funny because I wrote my children into the stories to start with, because they were the stories designed for them. So they had characters in there named after themselves. So when I write a new story, all they want to know is where they feature.
And all the facts and figures that you've got in each episode, you're having to research all this, are you, all over again?
Yeah, myself and the team that I work with, we've got an amazing scriptwriter who helps us get to sort of converting the book stories into animations. And she's got a brilliant research brain, and she finds all these amazing facts, like the weight of the stones for the pyramids and how many stones there are in each pyramid. And they're just little funny facts that children can take away. And they do remember these amazing little funny facts.
Well, I'm regarding it as a refresher course now, with all of these amazing facts and figures that you've researched. It's such a fun way to absorb them. You know, I'm just finding it strangely addictive. So I tell you, what you've just invented something absolutely brilliant, I think, for adults and kids alike. You must be so happy with the way it's gone down.
Yeah, really proud. And I'd say the feedback, the thing that gets me most is the letters from the children, because they're all handwritten in pencil usually, with spelling mistakes and things. And it's just brilliant that I'm inspiring maybe the next generation of pilots, especially the female pilots, with our strong role model of Pilot Polly.
Yeah.
But also just to travel and break down those cultural barriers, because the world's an amazing place. And I'm lucky to have traveled pretty much the whole world. And let's just inspire the next generation of children to enjoy it, but also look after it.
And so when you're back, flying uninterrupted when the pandemic is over, will you still be working on this?
Yes, absolutely. It's a passion, Linda, as well. I love it. I absolutely love it. And I feel like I'm giving a little bit back, because I'm very privileged to have my job. It was a childhood dream of mine to fly planes, and I'm lucky enough to have achieved it. And so, just giving back and sharing what I see, it just feels like the right thing for me to do.
Well, it's brilliant. Congratulations on it. I am your new fan, and I will be off to New York with the junior jets tomorrow for a bit of relaxation.
Thank you so much, Linda.
Thanks, Rob. Great to talk to you. Happy flying. Bye for now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Captain Rob Johnson, who's the brains behind the Junior Jets and Let's Go See, which is, you'll find you can download this app onto your phone for free. And there's also a website you can go on, Let's Go See. And that's got all kinds of learning on it, with these travel-inspired facts and figures. And it also incorporates aspects of the Key Stage curriculum. And it's got backing from the Good Toy Guide and stuff. I tell you what, you will find it's really fun. They're really, really fun. The cartoons, a bit like, if you can picture the Scooby-Doo cartoons, a little bit like that, but different enough to be, appealing to the age group it's meant to appeal to. But it's just the facts and figures that are just such fun to reabsorb in this fun way, being with the Junior Jets. I don't know, might be just me, but honestly, I thought it was brilliant. I'm addicted to it, so looking forward to flying to New York tomorrow.